Hi, and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. I'm Andrew. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. This episode, I want to get back to what this podcast is all about, and that's trying to keep you guys informed as much as possible and equip you with tools to make better decisions and feel like you can handle the crypto world or the crypto community on your own. While I'm talking about that, please, guys, if there is any topic you want me to cover or recover, a project, new tech, you'd like to cover, you know, get me to cover it, let me know. I'm happy to take on suggestions. Believe it or not, it can be challenging to come up with, you know, relevant content that's not just rumour and shilling and FUD, etc. And I try not to speculate or make predictions because, well, if we try to cover every rumour in the and gossip in the crypto world, the podcast would go for 3 hours and be irrelevant in 3 days. So let me know if you'd like me to cover anything, something you'd like to hear. Also, if any of you are involved or work for a crypto or blockchain project, I'd love to have you or someone from your project on the podcast for a chat sometime. That'd be great. Get a guest on and find out. You can be anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter. We can record anything, anywhere. Pretty good platform that we've got here. We can use Anchor. It's very technically friendly, thank goodness. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do this. And there's lots of options to record a chat. So anyone that would like to do that too, I'd love to hear from you. Best way to get in contact via Telegram, the community Crypto Made Easy community chat, or Crypto Made Easy 2 on Twitter. There are also contact details on the new Crypto Made Easy hub. Check that out if you haven't already. Okay, now that the longest intro ever is finished, a reminder, I'm not a financial advisor. Any info provided on this show is not financial or investment advice. Please do your own research. Today's main topic isn't really mainstream crypto, if there's such a thing. I'm going to call it software, programs, I don't know, something. I'll talk about DApps or dApps, decentralized applications, and how to build them, etc. I'll also look at smart contract builders with no coding needed, and some tools that are leading the way with crypto integration. So I guess technically not really beginner's topic either, but I'm going to keep it really simple, brief. I don't think it's a topic that needs to be delved into unless you're into developing or that sort of thing. So I still think it's got some really good content for people not understanding things may pick up on how things work, you know, just going through some of these projects and ideas that people have got. I think it's a really important part of the crypto aspect that it sort of only gets talked about or advertised in developer circles, yet it's that important. Crypto and how it evolves in the future, and of course how successful mass adoption is, it all sort of revolves around how easily these programs and software and apps can be used by the end user. So I think it's definitely relevant to talk about. Now let's get underway with DApps. Or dApps, whatever you want to call them. Quickly, for anyone wondering what a dApp is, decentralized application. They're predominantly built on the Ethereum network, but more and more networks are being used, like EOS and Tron, Quantum, more and more. There are dApps available for almost anything that benefits from being on blockchain, from wallets, exchanges, games, casinos, file share, marketplaces, social media, messaging, mining, and endless oodles more. So dApps to build dApps and software for dApps and smart contracts, construction of. So first, I haven't actually used this one. I've looked at it. It's on the main Ethereum network and is for building smart contracts on the Tron network. Now, no coding needed at all, not necessary. Literally drag and drop your smart contract commands and it writes the code for you. You can create crowd sale, token sales, contract, you know, personal contracts, airdrops. Game Assist is also available. So it's called My Wish Platform. So My Wish Platform, you can see it on dapp.com. Again, on the Ethereum network, this one is called Paras. I hope I got that right. Paras, P-A-R-A-S. It's a dApp for creating your own DEX website. Decentralized website on the blockchain. A simple to use, efficient way to, you know, create a simple page for a blog or, you know, whatever. You're probably not going to build a massive e-commerce site on it or anything, but it's very, you know, easy to use. Drag and drop writes code for you. So that one is called Paras. Now over to state of the art dApps, stateofthedapps.com. There's a vast array of developing apps to look at. So I'll list a few I've looked at or have used. My Contract is another drag and drop style smart contract builder that codes for you. There's also a dApp that's called, well, it's self-explanatory in its name really, Ether Token Generator. You can literally create your own ERC20 token in a few clicks. No programming required. There are a few of these types of dApps available. Token Wizard, Token Mint, Token Maker, just to list a few. The amount of available dApps for development you can access and use with no development experience is amazing. There is dApps to do almost anything now, and integrate or cross-chain communications, it's relatively easy to use. It's great. It's a good way to be heading for crypto and blockchain in general. Definitely worth a look. If you haven't played around and, you know, set up MetaMask or whatever and had to play around with the Ethereum network with the dApps and sites like dApps.com and State of the dApps, have a look. You know, I mean, that's where CryptoKitties sort of took its claim to fame, unfortunately. But definitely worth a look, the dApp side of things. And the development side and integration side, I find it really interesting what can be achieved. So like I said, I want to try and keep it brief. So I'm going to leave dApps behind. Next thing I want to talk about is a project called SimbaChain or app.simbachain.com. It's a platform for building dApps that take it to a new level of easy. They support Ethereum, Quorum, Stellar, and RSK with about six more blockchains to come soon. What sets Simba aside is the ability not only to build dApps, but add smart contracts, wallets, as well as choice of data storage and REST APIs. Now, that sounds very technical and complicated to drive, yeah? Well, it's all drag and drop. No coding, no programming, start to finish. So if you had a crypto idea or a dApp idea or smart contract that you need done, but no developing skills or funds to pay one, SimbaChain's perfect. It's great for that. But it's only one side of SimbaChain. The other side, and probably what they're focusing on, is the business or industry integrating blockchain and smart contracts and easily. They have a very impressive list of partners with the likes of US Navy, CAT, Boeing, Microsoft, and the US Department of Defense, amongst others. Makes SimbaChain, it's an impressive platform, impressive project. It's definitely got some use cases that will help with adoption for sure. It's a good project to take a look at. Another one. Now, the next one has been around a while. It isn't really focused on development, but when their catch cry is crypto made easy and the vision is mass adoption and user ease, well, I'm going to talk about them, aren't I? So, Divi Project. Now, you may know the name Divi. They also have one of the best theme and page builder tools on WordPress and other platforms. So they're well versed in the dev tech. They're developing user-friendly smart wallets to take out the risk of losing keys and enormous wallet addresses, the length and so on, confusing for newbies and all of that. They also have one-click masternode feature and one-click staking. Their node pricing is very, very reasonable for the return on rewards, like it's worth a look. The download gives you the opportunity to be your own bank. They accept 150 fiat currencies into the smart wallets, along with multiple cryptocurrencies. Their list of functions are awesome and have full REST APIs for integration for business. So I really like what Divi Project are about and where they're heading. I'm actually thinking about getting in touch with them. So if anyone's got a contact at Divi, let me know, please. Yeah, they're really impressive project. I don't know why they haven't had more exposure. Now, I know I've left a lot of projects out or softwares or whatever to talk about, but the space is looking good in my opinion. I believe in review, as you can imagine, it can get very technical when it comes to dev talk and software. I don't claim to know anywhere near enough to be able to dig deeper into the topics and, you know, expect you to believe me, because I've got probably as much idea as most people out there when it comes to the technical side of these operations. Now, a recap on last episode. I let everyone know about CryptoMadeEasyHub.com. And if you or anyone you know would like to provide some beginner-driven content, to reach out. So I'll mention it again this week. For those that missed last episode, CryptoMadeEasyHub.com is a free-to-use hub that has YouTube vids, podcasts, blogs, links, all ad-free, all embedded, playable direct from the site. So no redirects, no pop-ups. Everything is for the newcomer into crypto. Now, I don't make a dollar from this. The site actually costs me money to keep running or keep up. And there's no ulterior motives here. Like, there's no sign-ups. There's none of that stuff. It's all just for everyone to enjoy. So if you or anyone you know can provide some beginner-friendly content, please let me know. It would be much appreciated. Look, so far in the 2 weeks it's been live, the hub's seen 1,230 unique visitors from 43 countries, which is awesome. I added translations to the site, so it translates into, I think, 6 of the major languages, so we can offer awesome content to as many people around the globe as well. So CryptoMadeEasyHub.com, chill it, talk about it, link it, do some crypto community PR for the good of crypto, instead of for the what's in it for me promotion that we are so used to seeing in the crypto world, unfortunately. I'll stick with the no page shill theme and say CryptoMarketplace.live has been flying since I last spoke to you. The amount of sign-ups is keeping me very, very busy, and I don't mind one bit. I will say, if you want to post your free ads, please read the listing policies. Here's some of the no-nos. Selling of drugs, recreational or prescription, guns, bombs, weapons, adult services or products, hacking, wife spying, and contract killing. Yes, so that should give you an idea about some of the ads I have to review before publishing. I don't really need some of that first thing in the morning when I wake up. But anyway, thanks Crypto Made Easy family. That's all for this episode. Hope you got something useful out of it. Till next time, talk soon.